Now the Sarayah, that the owner has to be there mainly Bishas Shila. At the same time when you borrow the cow, if you also borrow the owner at the same time, then you potter, even though he's not there later on. That's the way Abai is Miyashiv. Rava Soblak Rav Yonison. Rava learns the look of Yonison, that the word Oy is extra here. O Mataras Lakura Krav Yonison, learns the psukum look of Yonison. The Tanya learned, in Bolov Imoy Lo Yishalim. If the owner is with you, the Shema Yepotter. Mashmad Yisavatavayu. Mashma only if the owner is with you the whole time, from the beginning until the end. O Mashma Namisosa, Mashma Therese Bechoda. If he's there one time, less the Bechoda, not there one time, also Potter. It's Mashma both ways. It also says, Bolov ein imoy shalom yishalim. If the owner is not with you, then you have to pay. Mashma, the last of it of you. Why are you chayiv? Only because it wasn't with you at both times. And mashma nami, the chayiv of chod of last of chod of chayiv. That's the shala. Each way is mashma both ways, so it's a stira. Leimlo comes to teach us like this. That oy imoy bishah shayla. If the owner was with you at the time when you borrowed the cow, then you put her and ain't sorok liyosim b'shas shavur meisa. Then the owner does not have to still be working by the shemer b'shas the animal broke or died. But are you imay b'shas shavur meisa? If the owner was only with you at the time when the cow died or broke, sorok liyosim b'shas shayla. The owner has to be with you also b'shas shayla. That's the drush is this chedushim that you only put the bowl of imay if the owner was with you at the time when you borrowed the cow. For the Gemara, maybe no, Eitachano. Why not change it around? The main thing is that the Bailam should be there, Bishas the animal dies. The Gemara says no. Mistavra Shoyla Adifa. It's more Mistavra, the owner should be there at the time when you borrow the cow. Misham the Komaisi Lola Rishusei. Because that's the same time you bring it into your Rishus. It's the Svara, then the owner should be there also. Adar Rabba, just the opposite. Shivuru Mesa Adifa. Shivuru Mesa is better. Shekin Chayiv Yainsin. That Shivuru Mesa Yachayiv Yainsin. The Gemara says, no, Eloi Shoalo, if not for Shiloh, Shvura Mesa, Mayavit, what does it do? Vila Shvura Mesa, Shoalo Mayavit. But Zafilawaki, Shiloh Adif, it's more Mistar, but the Bible has to be the Bisha Shiloh. Shekhen Chayiv is in a Seho. When you take the cow, that's the time you Chayiv. So Rashi says, Aloy says, Shoah Mishayivu, Beyonce starts feeding it. So it's hard to say at that time, Mishayiv Beyonsin, say if the Bible is with you at that time, you'll be part of the Chayiv and will not be Chal upon you. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. So what's one more? Rashi Yomar Omar Kro V'chayish Shal Ishmim Riyeyu V'loy Riyeyu Imoy Shalom Yishalim Horeyu Imoy Potter Yochi Bolav En Imoy V'involav Imoy Lomali He has in his Pasek Hilav Hanach Havemino Hayurka the Kro That's Yurka the Kro. Alright, stop here.
You're holding that Sadik Rova Meral. We'll start over again from the top. Mar says now that Rova Sovla Kreb Yenisin or Mataris Lakroi Kreb Yenisin. Reb Rova will answer the Psukim according to Kreb Yenisin. That he holds Echod Echod Mashma. Then the Pasuk says two things, it means each one separately. The Tanya will learn like this. The Pasuk says, In Bolov Imoi Lo Yishalim. By Yeshoyol, if the owner is by the Shemer, so the Shemer is Potter. Now, according to Rabbi Yonason, it's Mashma Diyise B'Tavayu, or Mashma Named Chiyise B'Choda, V'Leise B'Choda Potter. According to Rabbi Yonason, it's Mashma both ways, that as long as the owner is with the Shemer, either B'Shash Shaila, or else later B'Shash Misa, the Shemer is Potter. That's one Pasuk. Uksiv, the second Pasuk says, Bolav Ein Imoy, if the owner is not with you, then Shalom Yishalim, then the Shemer has to pay a Shailas Chayiv Anointin. Now, Mashma Delesi B'Tavayu, it's Mashma both whether the owner is by neither, not B'Shash Shailo and not B'Shash Miso, and Mashma Nami D'Chiyise B'Chod V'Lesi B'Chod D'Chayiv, it's also Mashma that even though he's there by one of the two, but since he's not there by one of the two, still the Shemer is Chayiv. So the Churat Sestira, like if the owner is there at one time, so it's Mashma one place that you Chayiv and one place that you Potter. So therefore the Pshat is Loim Lecha comes to teach us that Ho Yimoy Bishas Shalom, if the owner is with the Shemer, is working for the Shemer, Bishas Shalom, Bishas you borrow the cow, and Tzaruch Lios Imoy Bishas Shavuro Mesa, then the owner does not have to still be by the Shemer, Bishas the Oinus happened, Bishas the Dardo it broke. But Hoye Imoy Bishash Shvura Mesa, let's say the owner was working by the Shemer at the time when the animal died, still Tsarachli is Imoy Bishash Shela, that the owner has to be with you Bishash Shela.
That's why Rav is Miyash for the Pesukim, front of Yonasim, like we said before. That there's a Ptura of Bolo Vimoy, the main thing is totally Bishas Shela. At the time when you borrow the cow, that's the time you have to have the owner working for you also.
Now the Gemara says, Epechano, why don't I change it around? Like, true, one time he has to be there, and one time not. So how do you know to say that if the owner is there b'shas shela, then you have the p'tur, and if not, maybe the opposite way. So Mor says, Mistabra shelo adifa, it's more of a svara that I should all be totally if the owner was there at the time when you first borrowed it. Mishum de komais hilol reshusay, that's the time when the shem is bringing it into his reshus. That's when he has his chiyuvim, so if the owner was there then he has the p'tur. So Mor says, Adara, but just the opposite. Shivuro Mesa Adifa. It's more of a sort that the owner should be there at the time when the yoinus happens. Shekein chayib yoin seh, because that's the time when the chayib is chal. The Mor still says no. Eloi Shela Shivuro Mesa Mayovid. If not for the fact that the Shemer took it, borrowed it, what do I care if it dies later? Like if Saul told the chayib machal, Bishas Shela. Bishas, you borrowed it. Samura says no, but vilav shvura mesa shela mayovid. But if it didn't die at the end, what do I care that you borrowed it first? So what? But the mesa didn't die, so the svara should be totally bishas einsim when it dies. Samura says no, afilu och even so shela adifa. If it's more of a svara, it should be totally where the owner is at the time when the cow is being borrowed. Bishas shela. That's the time when the shemer has the chiv to feed it, because of the shela. So mel tzvara, that's the beginning of its chayvis. So that's the time that if the owner is there, it's chal p'tur right away. If the owner is not there, then the shayel, the shemer, is always chayv. Rav Ashi Yom Akro, the pasuk says, v'chiyishal ish me'im reyehu. If you borrow something from your friend, which is mashma v'loy reyehu imay, and not if your friend, not if the owner is with the object that you're borrowing, then shalom yishalim, then you have to pay. Mashma horeyehu imay, mashma if the owner is with the cow that you're borrowing, then potter. So it's mashma klil if this pasuk v'chiyishal, that b'shas you borrow it, it depends if the owner is there or not. So Gemara asks, "Hochi if so, Rav Ashi makes a deal from this pasuk, then ball of any moi, vim ball of imoi lomeli. What do I need the other pasukim to say clearly the difference whether the owner is there or the owner is not there?" So Gemara says, "Ilav hanach. If not for those other pasukim that says clearly in ball of imoi or in ball of any moi, have a min. I would have thought to say, hi urche de krohu. This pasuk that says v'chiyishal ish miyim reyehu, that's a normal way of talk." Just once I have the other psukim that I know, there's such a p'tur. If the bailam is there, b'shas shelo, or else b'shas misum, I'm not sure which one. Now this pasuk comes and tells me clearly that the p'tur is v'chayishal. It's totally b'shas shelo. If the owner is with the shemer, then the shemer is potter. If the owner is not by the shemer, b'shas shelo, then there's no p'tur, even though the owner is there later on. Now the Gemara says, "Boyi Rami Bar Chomo." He asked a question like this: "Shelo l'riva maho." Let's say somebody borrows a cow to live with it, not to work with the cow, but to riva, to live with the cow. So the shaila is: does he have a chi of einsin or not? Is it like a regular shayla or not? Kedishayla yinshi binan l'hochi l'shayla yinshi. Is a pshat from a regular shayl that you're borrowing it for the normal usage, and here this is not the normal usage, so maybe you don't have chiyuvim on einsin. Or dilma, maybe time am I? What's the reason why your shayl is chayiv? His chayvis is mishum hano, because he has enjoyment. He's borrowing something to use it. The hainami who is lehano, also this person is borrowing the cow to live with the cow, so that's his enjoyment. Maybe he'll have a chiyuv on einsin. That's one shayla. Another shayla is shoalo liroyizbo. Let's say you borrow a cow not to use it to plow with, but just to be able to show off to people as if you're rich, like you want to do business deals with people. So if you show them that you have a lot of cows, they'll do business with you. So you're only borrowing the cow from somebody else just to be able to show off liroyiz, to look as if you're rich. Ma, what's the locha? Are you chayiv an einsim or not? Is the pshat from the shoyl that you're borrowing money, and here also you're borrowing something that's value, that's worth something? Or duma maybe memoyne display hanomi nebinon v'leka. Or shoyl is the pshat that you're borrowing something to use it to have enjoyment from the thing itself, and here you're having no enjoyment from the cow itself. It's just that you want to look rich.
So maybe in such a case you would not have chiyuvim of a shoyl. Another shayla is, let's say you borrow a cow to work with it, but the work it's going to do for you is going to be worth less than shava pruta. Is that called momen or no? Mahu. Memoinam biko v'iko. The pshat is you're borrowing the cow, so lemaisi you borrowed it. It's worth money. The cow itself is worth something, so you borrowed it. Oy duma maybe ko pokas mepruta le klomu. Since you only borrowed it to do work by you, less than a shava pruta, that's not kosher, that's le klum. Maybe you will not have a chiyuv of a shayl. Another shayla is, shoal shtei porois, lasois ben pruta mahu. Let's say you borrowed two cows to work by you. Together they'll do a shava pruta by you. What's the locha then? Do you have a chiyuv shoyl or not? A chayv anointin. Me, Yarmina, do I say one svar is zilbos a shoyl or mashal? Go after the owner and the shomer. Vika, there's a shomer here that borrowed cows to do a shava pruta's worth. So therefore he has a chiyuv shoyl. Or Dilma, maybe zilbos a poros. Go after the cows itself. Each one, since they're not going to do by you a shava pruta, it's only together. But each one is only doing a chatzis shava pruta, so therefore you won't have a chiyuv shayla. You'll be potter anointing. Another shayla. Shoel mishutfin v'nishaloi echod mehen mahu. Let's say you borrowed this cow from partners. Two people own the cow together. So you borrowed the cow from the partners. V'nishaloi echod mehen. Now one of the owners are working for you, and not for the other one. He's only working like he's only one shutif. So mahu kula bol of binon volekam. The ptur of imbol of imoy is maybe you have to have the whole owner. And here, since there were two shutifim, you only have one. He's not called the owner. Or dema maybe mehu palva di day miu mifter. But listen, the half that he owns, his share, you'll be potter to pay him back half of the damage. That since he was with you, so on half of the ownership, you potter. Maybe Hefes also makes a ptur of Bolovinoi. Another shayla. Shutfim sheshualu. Let's say two people borrowed the cow by shutfis. V'nishal yechad mehen. And the owner now was working by one of the two shutfim. And not pteris shutfis, but only for one of them. Ma, what's the locha? Kulor shoyil binon v'leka. Does the owner have to be working for both of them, for the whole shoymer, and here he's not? Or do it maybe, behu pago de shaylo mias mifter. But since the owner is working for one of the two, so for that half, the one that is working by, that one would be potter. Maybe there is a ptur halfway, if the owner is working for half of the shoyl. Another shaylo. Shoal mehu isha. Let's say you borrowed a cow from a wife. V'nishal bailo. And the husband is working by you. Not the wife itself, the one that owned the cow, but the husband. And we know the law is that a husband has a right to use the cows, the poros of his wife. He has a kinyan peiros in it. So the shayla really is the kinyan peiros the kinyan aguftami? That the owner has a right to use it, has he considered like the owner? So therefore, if you borrow the cow from the wife, and now the husband comes to work by you, you would have a ptur of bol of imay. Or else the shayla, another shayla, the opposite way. Isha sheshualo, an isha that borrowed the cow. V'nishal labal. Mahu. And the owner of the cow, like, started to work for the husband, was Nish Venishal Labal. What's the locha? The shayla is Kinyan Peres, Kinyan Guvdami, Oiloi, the Kinyan Peres that the husband has in the Nechosim of his wife. Is that called like he's the real Bailam? And therefore, here that the owner was Nishal to the husband, that's called Shoba Bailam. Oiloi, maybe no. Maybe the husband is not called like the owner. The husband only has a Kinyan Peres in the Nichsei Milug, and maybe Kinyan Peres Lavka Kinyan Aguvdami. So that's one Shiloh. Oh, Malay, it's not the Gemara, it's another Shiloh. Oh, Malay, Rabbeinu L'Ravashi, Hoy Melish Luchai. If the owner of the cow says to Shliach, Tsei V'Hisholi Imperosi, listen, this Reuven wants to borrow my cow, and I want you also to work for him. I'm making you a shliach as if I'm working, I'm the owner, as if the owner is working with the shoyl. Mahu, bol of mamish binan v'leka, is alochev in bol of imay means the owner himself, mamish. And here you don't have it, you only have a shliach, so there won't be the ptur. Or dilma, maybe shluch ha-shalagim k'moysay, no. If you make a shliach is k'moysay. So it's considered like the owner is here with the shomer, and therefore the shomer would be potranainsin. V'ika. So Omele Rav Acha Brei de Rav Avi de Rav Ashi Yishno Baal. The halacha that Shaloli just had about a husband and his wife's nechosim, is he called like an ikur owner? Is kinyan peres kinyan guvdom? You're not. You should know that's a plukta the Rabbi Yechonim Rosh Lakish. And shliach, what's going to be the halacha if the owner makes the shliach to work with the shomer? That's plukta the Rabbi Yonasan Rabbi Yashia. What is this? That the Baal plukta the Rabbi Yechonim Rosh Lakish. Yitma would not like this. Hamoicha sadei lechaveroi leperis. If somebody sells his field to his friend, just that the friend could plow the field, plant there, and what grows belongs to him. Now, this Reuben only bought the field to Paris in order to eat the produce that grows from it. So the Shalom now, when he brings Bikurim from this new produce, can he make the Kriya? Can he say, Alav Adoma Shinasatali? So Rabbi Yechonin Omar, maybe the Kriya, yes. This person can bring Bikurim and say the Parsh also. Like, since he has a Kinyan HaPeris in the Karka, that's called a Kinyan HaGuf, and therefore it could be Mevi V'Kaira. However, V'Resh Lokesh Shomer, Mevi V'Yena Kaira. No, he can't say the Parsha because he does not own the Karka. In other words, Reb Yechonin Oimer, Mevi V'Kaira. Reb Yechonin is the one that says he could bring Bikurim and say the Parsha because Kinyan Peris, Kinyan HaGuf Domi. The fact you have a Kinyan Peres, the fact you bought this property in order to use it to have the Peres from it, that's called like your own property in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore it could be maybe the Kaira. For a Shlokesh Shomer, maybe the Ain Kaira. No, you could bring, but you can't be Kaira. Why? Because Kinyan Peres love Kinyan HaGuf Domi. The fact you only have this Chus, the Peres of the Karka, you do not own the Guf of the Karka, that's not called like a real owner. So, according to Resh Lakish, the husband is not considered like the real owner in the Nichsei Milug. Shliach, what's the machlokes of Shliach? That's plukted Rabbi Yenison from Rabbi Yashia. The Tanya we learned. Ha'im melech petrupis. If a husband says to us, not petrupis, the Shliach that he appointed to take over his property when he goes away, so he tells the Shliach like this, that petrupis, that kol nedorim shetei ishti nederis. All the nedorim that my wife will make, mikan ad shavim mokam pleni, from now until I return from my place, is heifalo, I want you to be made for my wife's nedorim. The heifalo, and the shliach did it. The shliach, when he heard about his wife's neder, he said, muflucho, muflucho. So, yochu yehei mufar, I would have thought to say, maybe it helps. And the neder is mufar, tamaloyim, and this the pasuk says, isha yikimenu, v'isha yiferenu, that you need bedavka, the husband, to be made for the neder, and not a shliach, not an apotropis. Divur Rabbi Yashi, this is what Rabbi Yashi holds. Rabbi Yonasan Aymer, Motzinu b'chol mokom, shashluch ha-shlodim k'moysoi. No, we find all over there's a parasha of shlichas. So therefore, just like the husband could be made for his wife's nadarim, the same thing if the husband appoints a shliach, the shliach could also be made for his wife's nadarim. So kids, our machlokes, if the Bailam makes a shliach to go with his cow, will be told in this machlokes. Oh, Malay Rav Ilish L'Rovo, Ho'imeli Avdoi. What's going to be in the case if the master tells his Eved Kenani, say the Hishlim Perosi. Listen, somebody wants to borrow my cow, so I want you to go and work with him. Maho, what's the loch is that?